Let's talk now about a different kind of competition. Bhangra is a traditional folk dance from the Punjab region of northern India. It's known for its bright colors and high energy, and in recent years, it has migrated to some American college campuses where it has become a competitive sport. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Decades ago, in the fields of India, people smiled naturally while dancing Bhangra. But these days, Bhangra dancers in America are obliged to smile. Otherwise, judges will dock points. So, with a broad smile, Kamal Dial yells out dance instructions to her teammates.
Guys, one more run through, go all out if you don't know where the formation is.
Dial sounds like a cheerleading captain. But really, this George Washington University junior is a competitive Bhangra dancer.
Remember shoulders, guys.
Bhangra's a full-body dance that calls for coordinated jumping, clapping, and shoulder shrugging. Some say the best way to describe the unusual arm, shoulder, and head movements is to imagine you're screwing a light bulb into the ceiling. 14 years ago, George Washington University held one of the nation's first ever Bhangra competitions in its school cafeteria. But these days, the cafeteria is far too small for the thousands of people who want to watch. The D.C. area alone boasts roughly 10 teams, according to GW Dance Team co-captain Harsh Mulhi.
There's VCU, UVA, William & Mary, George Mason.
And as Bhangra's popularity has increased, so has the collegiate field.
You know, every college has a Bhangra team now, so like typically at a competition that accepts 8 teams, like 40 teams apply, so it's actually really competitive to get in now.
In the weeks leading up to a competition, Mulhi's team practices 5 hours a night.
One, two, three, four, and...
Judges analyze synchronization, creativity, and a team's ability to blend tradition with contemporary steps. Teginder Danoa is a Bhangra judge, dancer, and instructor from Northern California. He says Bhangra came to America in the 1960s and was changed by the experience.
It's been morphed by the next generation, and then it's gone back to India, and a lot of that influence has gone back with it.
Take gender. Bhangra was an all-male dance, but now Danoa says co-ed teams in America have got men and women dancing Bhangra together in India. And in this country, Bhangra's popularity has spread beyond South Asian immigrant circles. Ben Kofel is a white guy who's danced on a Bhangra team for 4 years.
I didn't grow up with any keen interest in India. You know, I didn't have, you know, a lot of South Asian friends growing up. It was just one of those things where, you know, for whatever reason, I randomly happened to see Bhangra and I really liked the dance.
Kofel joined Cornell University's Bhangra team as a sophomore. After graduating, his passion for Bhangra persisted, and so he sought out a non-collegiate Bhangra team in Washington, D.C., where he now lives and works as a consultant. Although Kofel is a product of Bhangra's newfound popularity, he's still amazed by it.
I've definitely been surprised sometimes, like, you know, you look at the lineup for a competition, and then it's somebody like, you know, some Bhangra team from Arizona, and you're like, where the hell is this Bhangra team coming from Arizona?
No one's quite sure just how many Bhangra teams there are in the U.S., but collegiate Bhangra dancers estimate that there are about 100 in places that might surprise you, from Harvard to Texas. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
You can hear this and other Bhangra music at npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.